Tom Watkins. He's a former state superintendent of schools. He's a business and education consultant, travels the globe. Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tony.
Tom, it was interesting to read your piece in the Sunday edition of the Lansing State Journal. What made you choose Lansing Community College to write about?
Well, I'm very proud to be a Sunday columnist for the Lansing State Journal, and I encourage your listeners to pick it up during the week and certainly on Sundays. But when I focus on education, education is clear. Preparing talent for the 21st century is absolutely essential. And oftentimes our community colleges are kind of like, you remember the old comedian Rodney Dangerfield? You know, I don't get no respect. They don't get the respect that they need and deserve. So here, Lansing Community College, wedged between the state capital and Michigan State University, is doing some phenomenal things and giving young people and people returning to school a step up on that that educational ladder to get the skills they need and deserve in order to really compete in this very difficult economy.
Highlight some of the things that LCC is doing that people may not know about, but is groundbreaking and very important for the education here for Michiganians in mid-Michigan.
Well, one of the things that they do is that they're very agile. So they're constantly scanning the environment, engaging with the business community, whether that's nonprofit, homeland security, the life sciences and the like, and making sure that they're finding out what is really wanted and needed by the people that are hiring, and then making sure that these students have those skills in order to assist businesses grow. They also have excellent academic educational programs and relationships with Michigan State and other universities, so young people can come get the education at a lower cost and then transfer to some of the finest universities across the state and nation to go on and pursue a four-year college degree. So they're just really doing some exceptional things. Larry Meyer, somebody that I've known and respected for years, the chairman of the Board of Trustees. They've got an alignment between the board, the president, the community, and the students that is adding value and making a difference in the lives of young people and people returning to the workforce.
Tom, you wrote that LCC, as well as Michigan's other community college, are doing a lot of work, and the resources that they use are shrinking for those. Tell us about that.
Well, one of the difficulties that all institutions across the state have faced is declining resources during a time of increased demand. So the state has reduced resources to our institutions of higher education. Also, they're stretched because they receive property tax, and as our properties have declined in value, there's less resources that the college can attract. So they've been really squeezed very hard, and through smart leadership and guidance from the board and the president, working with the faculty, they've maintained quality, maintained programs, and maintained an opportunity for kids to get the education they need and deserve.
Tom, you wrote that on average, over the last 30 years, community colleges have lost a lot of funding from the state.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that's part of the problem we've seen. We've lost nearly a million people, and we've seen jobs disappear. I shouldn't say we lost a million people. We lost a million jobs. And when those jobs disappear, the tax revenue goes with them. We need to reinvent the state, and Governor Snyder's in the process of doing that. We're seeing some turnaround, and hopefully that we'll see additional resources invested in things that will make us strong, and that it certainly is our K-12 system. It's our community colleges and our institutions of higher learning at Michigan State and other fine universities across the state.
You wrote that over 30 years, Michigan's community college received nearly 50% of the funding. That's down to 25%. Something that you wrote, which I thought was the most startling, and I think we forget, is that we cannot, you write, and I quote, we cannot and will not compete with developing nations on low-wage and low-skilled jobs.
No, we cannot. Really, where we are going to thrive in the 21st century is becoming the innovation state and the innovation nation. And the way that we do that is we invest in our people, providing them with the skills, the talent, the creativity that they need in order to not just survive, but to truly thrive. When we invest in people, we receive a return on the investment, not only for that individual, their family, but our entire communities.
Let's talk about charter schools. First of all, two new charter schools are opening up in the mid-Michigan area. Tom, what should parents do? What should they look for when they're considering putting their children into a charter school?
Well, they should do the same thing looking at a charter school as they should and looking at any school. Look, the only word, the only adjective that matters before school is quality. Just calling something a chartered school, a traditional school, a private school, or a religious school doesn't make it a high-quality education. They should certainly look at the teachers, what are their background, their experience. Are they engaging? Are they welcoming to the families and the students? Leadership matters. Who's going to be leading that school? Also, they should look at depth, which is difficult to do with the new school, but what are their track record? And if they can't look at it because the school was operated before, they should look at the track record of the people that have been hired to teach their children, the person that's been hired to lead the school, but also take a look at who is on the board of directors. They're not elected as they are in traditional schools, but they're appointed with the acknowledgement of typically the university that's chartered them. What are their backgrounds? What have they done in the past that would lead you to believe that this is going to be a quality and a successful endeavor for your child?
And what do you tell parents who would ask Tom about charter schools versus public schools? Because when we talk to public school officials, especially the union members of those schools, they don't have very kind words to say about charter schools.
And quite honestly, that's unfortunate because chartered schools are public schools, albeit a different governance structure, but they're part of the law. They've been around for a couple of decades now. In fact, Tony, I helped to start the forerunner for the first charter school in the state, to the University Public School down at Wayne State, and I had a lead role in working with Florida to create their first charter school. We should be looking at high-quality alternatives to help meet the needs of our children. Let's be honest. There are some exceptional traditional public schools that have really bent over backwards to meet the needs of our children. And at the same time, there's some lousy ones that they're kind of like the Energizer Bunny. They just keep running and running despite a poor academic performance, where the focus is on power, control, politics, and adults, not where it should be, and that is on teaching, learning, and children. Now, look, there's nothing magical about a chartered school. Some of them have failed. Some traditional schools have been failing their children for far too long. We should get the focus back where it belongs, that is on TLC, teaching, learning, and children, where the only adjective that matters before school is quality, and make sure that we're holding all schools and all adults accountable for providing the education our children need and deserve.
Tom, what's transformational learning?
Well, we've been talking for far too long about let's reform. Well, after a while, if you're building a house and the house is leaning, the roof is bad, the furnace is bad, the walls aren't a right angle, it's about time to maybe knock down and do a do-over, start again. There's some transformational educational programs that are out there. One, which we've talked to in the past, is a program that I'm particularly fond of. It's called WAY, W-A-Y, stands for Widening Advancement for Youth. People can find more information about it at wayprogram.net. This is a blended e-learning, so it's not just sticking a kid in front of a computer. It has some highly qualified teachers, team leaders that work with the students on project-based learning, where we use technology and high-quality teachers and motivating students to learn in new and different ways that can really prepare children for that 21st century hyper-competitive knowledge economy in which they're going to face, where their competition is not just the kid in the next desk over or the next city or the next state, but where their competition is truly around the globe. So there's one transformational program that I think is adding value and making differences in the lives of our children.
Tom, who did this first? Was it a school in the U.S. or was it another country in the world when it comes to blended learning?
The WAY program is based on a school in Great Britain, and I love the Great Britain's humor. They call it Not School, N-O-T, so it's Not School. It's a new way of doing it, and it's operated there for nearly 13 years. And two educators here in Michigan, Beth Baker and Glenn Taylor, one working in a local school district, the other at an ISD, took a look around and said, what's going on for far too many of our kids isn't working. We have a dropout nation, and we have a dropout crisis in this state. They reached out and didn't take kids that were necessarily in school. A lot of the children that first participated in the program in the last 3 years had dropped out or at risk of dropping out, and they got over 1,400 new children back in school to get the education they need and deserve. They're opening up a chartered school on this concept in Detroit this year. And, you know, and one of the great things about a virtual school, you can attend that school from anywhere in the state. And people should check it out at wayprogram.net.
Thanks so much, Tom. We really appreciate your time this morning. Enjoy your Monday.
It's always good to be with you, Tony. Thank you.